It was just past 11 p.m., and I was in the back room of our building, moving boxes around. It was just a regular hardware store, and I was an overnight stocker there. My other coworker that I usually work with was on vacation, so it was just me for the night. I didn't mind though, because people always expect less from you when you're left alone to do all the work, so if anything didn't get done, it wouldn't really matter. I was working slowly, taking my time. All of the deliveries that came in during the day needed to be put by the aisles where they belonged, so I was just breaking down the pallets and putting boxes on carts that I would then roll into the main shopping area and stock the boxes from there. Once I had filled a few carts, I grabbed one and pushed it to the aisle on the far left. It was raining, or maybe even storming, pretty heavily outside, though through the rain, I thought I heard something from the front of the building. I didn't really care, not even crossing my mind for a second that it was anything other than the building making noises. I took a few boxes and started stocking, humming to myself to save me from the boredom. But then again, I thought I heard something. I walked down to the front of the store and looked all the way at the other end where the front door was. There didn't seem to be anything or anyone. I stayed there for a little bit, again, in no rush to work. And then it happened again. I could have sworn this time that I saw something moving by the front door, and that was where the sounds seemed to come from. Being in my place of work, with all the doors locked, I wasn't really afraid of anything, but more just wanted to make sure nothing strange was going on outside. I went up to the front door and looked out the glass, which I noticed had huge smudges and scratches on them. Nothing was outside, no cars or people, just heavy rain pouring down. I turned and started walking away, back to where I was working. It was quiet for a while, maybe a whole hour even. But then the sound came again from the front door. I dropped what I was doing immediately and walked back to the front, and from across the store, I could for sure make out a figure moving around outside the door. I began walking closer before the figure stopped, stood still for a second, then ran away. I ran up to the door, trying to catch a glimpse of the person, but it was too dark and rainy. Looking at the door though, there were definitely more marks on it than there was before. I was confident that this person was trying to break in. I pulled out my phone, still standing by the door, and called the police. The operator said it wouldn't be too long, just a few minutes. I put my phone back in my pocket and waited by the door. Looking around, the parking lot was still empty, but then I turned my head to look against the building. And on the very side was that same figure. I backed away quickly, worried that he may have seen me. I took several steps back and tried to be quiet. Not even 10 seconds later, the figure appeared right outside the door. While the glass was somewhat foggy and had raindrops all over it, I could tell he was looking at me. He slammed something against the window. It looked like maybe a large rock. Then he hit it again and again, trying to break the glass. I backed away quicker and ran to the back of the store, locking myself in the office. Through the building, I heard the glass shatter and the alarm by the door go off. I waited in fear, hearing nothing else. A few minutes of silence passed, and I was growing more and more nervous, until the police finally showed up. I heard them call out, then walk around searching the place before they got to the office, where I identified myself and told them what I knew. The guy wasn't in the store, so I guess after he broke the glass, he just left. It seems really weird and doesn't make any sense. Part of me even wishes that he had actually stolen something so that I'd at least know that that was what he was after. But given he didn't do anything after breaking down the door, I don't know what he wanted. And that is what still scares me to this day. I used to be a bus driver for the local suburban kindergarten and elementary schools. After nearly 15 years, I retired from that job and started driving for the buses in the city where I lived. I loved my job driving kids around, But as I got older, it became more difficult for me to put on a smiling face every day and interact with energetic and chaotic children. Driving in the city, the bus lot was only a 10-minute walk from my apartment, and the passengers would mostly just get in and out. While the actual driving part of the job was more stressful, I still felt a sense of relief compared to before. Anyway, the city bus company I worked for had buses running 24/7, though at night they only have a few buses out, and they would just run longer routes. Few drivers actually wanted these shifts, so all of us day drivers were forced to do 2 night shifts every other week. It wasn't horrible, aside from it messing up my sleep schedule. There were less passengers and the roads were more empty, so the job was much more relaxing than it was during the day. It was somewhere between 2 and 3 a.m. this night, and nobody was out. I drove my normal route several times over the course of an hour, and not a single person needed a ride. I maybe only saw 4 or 5 people total even walking outside. I pulled up to the last stop of the route and parked. Not to pick anyone up, but just to take a quick break while it wasn't busy. I leaned my head on the back of the seat and closed my eyes to rest them. I was being sure not to fall asleep, but soon a knock came at the door. My eyes shot open as I was startled by the sudden noise. An older man was standing at the door looking at me. I made a nervous and awkward smile, then opened the door. He stepped in and scanned his bus pass, then went to the very back of the bus and sat down.
Nobody else is out, so I can drop you off wherever you need,
I yelled, turning my head slightly towards the back. There was a really awkward few seconds before I turned back forward and started on the road again. I thought he might have had earbuds in or something, so I was just going to do it the hard way and stop at every bus stop along the route like I was supposed to. Over the course of the drive, I constantly checked the mirror, seeing the man just sitting in the back staring ahead. It was odd behavior, but who knows what these people have on their minds at 3 a.m. I pulled up to every stop on the route and was approaching the last 2, wondering when this man was going to get off. After these, it just loops back around to where I picked him up. When I stopped at the next spot, I put the bus in park and looked at the man in the mirror. After a second, he got up. He began walking down the aisle, but the way he was staring at the floor was really unusual. As he got closer, I turned my body around and could see his face. It was full of anger and rage. I tried to act normal, turning my face to the road again, but the guy stopped right next to me. I looked over and he was staring down at me.
Is everything okay?
The man continued staring, but then he looked away and walked back down the aisle and sat down. This was the point where I knew something was very wrong and I started to worry. After a moment, I put the bus back in drive and headed to the next and final stop. When we arrived, I put it in park and waited. There was a sort of tension in this moment that was hard to describe. I looked ahead at the empty roads and sidewalks. Then the man got up and walked quickly down the aisle. He approached me, but this time, he shoved me against the side window and held a gun against my head. Looking him in the eyes, he had that same look as before. Crazed anger and rage. I didn't know why or what he wanted from me, but I was sure he was going to pull that trigger. The man didn't say anything. He just tensed up and pushed the gun against my head even harder, still staring me in the eyes. Then, he opened his mouth wide and screamed right in my face. Just a painfully loud, angry scream. Then he let go, backed up, and walked out. I closed the door quickly and drove away. I called the police as soon as possible, knowing that his bus pass would have his identity in the system. An officer was sent to where I dropped the man off, while one came to where I was to get more information. A couple days later, they showed me a picture of the man who was on the bus pass that the stranger had used, but it was a completely different person. I don't know what kind of sick mind that man had, or what he wanted from me, but that was the most unusual, disturbing, and creepy encounter I've ever had, and will probably ever have. I worked at a library in my mid-20s up until my early 30s. I worked overnight shifts there as a stocker and reorganizer. When I applied, I was told I'd be working mid-shifts, but a few months later they decided to open a new overnight position. This place was huge and was an old stone building in the center of town, repurposed into a library. Being so large though, stocking and reorganizing the books became too much for us employees to do consistently throughout the day. Nobody wanted to do the night shift though, mainly because they only opened a single position, meaning whoever it was would be alone all night. I really didn't want to do it either, but they offered to increase pay by $2 per hour for overnight shifts. That was a big deal for me at the time, so I took it. A few months in, everything was going well. Even though I was technically doing the same job as I was when I worked mid-shifts, it was a completely different job. I didn't have to interact with customers, waste time helping them, or anything. I just did my work, listened to music, and nobody bothered me. Over the following months, though, I strangely started to become less and less comfortable while working. It was weird because I figured I should be getting more comfortable as time went on. But I began thinking about how old the building was, and it kind of creeped me out. Sometimes I'd look up from the bookshelf and see the empty, dark room with what felt like hundreds of aisles where anything could be hiding. I'd pull my headphones out and listen, hearing nothing but silence, which for some reason made me feel even more creeped out. But then one night, when I was doing my usual, listening to music and stocking, I heard something from the other side of the large room. I stopped moving for a moment as it registered in my head that I did actually hear something. Then I pulled out my headphones and looked up. I kind of just stood there for a few minutes, scared to move. I was waiting for something else to happen, but nothing ever did, so I went back to my work. This time I left my headphones out, though. I finished rearranging the shelf, then I rolled my cart to the back to grab all the book returns. But that's when I heard it again. This time with my headphones away, I could confirm it was inside the building. And I could tell it was the sound of something falling on the ground. It might have sounded just like a small book hitting the floor, but in such a large, quiet room, it echoed loudly. Again, I froze and just stared in the direction I heard the sound coming from. Considering the building was full of books, it didn't seem unlikely for a couple books to fall down randomly, but that didn't really make me feel any more comfort. Something felt off, like I was being watched. My head started doing that thing again, going through every reason to be scared of the place, and I was trying really hard not to panic. I knew the likelihood of it just being a book falling off the shelf was high, and I also knew that I'd often get into my head and scare myself for no reason, so I got myself to walk over and check. I walked slowly through the aisles of bookshelves, looking down each one. I got to the very last aisle. There was nothing, not a book or anything down any of the aisles. The panic started to come up in my head again. I turned around and my heart stopped. Someone was standing by the door leading to the back storage room. They were in the far corner as if trying to hide against the wall, but I could tell they were watching me. I resisted every urge in my body to scream and run. I looked away. Walked back down the aisles, unlocked the front door, and walked out. As soon as the door closed behind me, I sprinted around the back of the building to my car and locked myself inside, then called the police. I was shaking and crying. When they arrived, I came to the front of the building and waited while two of them searched inside, but they came out alone. Apparently, they didn't find anyone. My mind immediately thought of how I should have locked the front door after I got out, but I was so afraid I didn't even think about it. My manager had us do a stock count and everything in the following days, but nothing seemed to be out of the ordinary. No large amounts of stock missing. It made everyone question why the person was in the building, or if there even was a person at all. It really sucks because a lot of my coworkers thought that it was just some weird trick to get me out of working night shifts. I know what I heard though, there was no mistake, and I know what I saw too. Despite that horrifying night, I still kept my job. They were nice enough to let me do mid shifts for a month before going back to nights. After that though, nothing else ever happened. I'm just left with the mystery of what that man was trying to do.